This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Good morning. I know I talked about it in the show today, but I was genuinely so frustrated yesterday with that guy in the dog park. It was so annoying.
We didn't actually give you enough room to give out about it, I feel, on the show. Do you want to go again?
Do you know what? It's been a long time since I felt that cross. Like, I know I sound ancient saying the word cross, but I felt really cross. Like,
my nana uses that word.
I remember when I started going to the dog park, I was so nervous because Seamus was a puppy and I did not know my arse from my elbow. I didn't know the vibe. I didn't know the routine. And I remember this guy saying to me at the beginning, and I always remember it, once the tails are wagging, everyone's happy.
Oh,
so
okay.
Even if they're like baiting each other around the place, if their tails are wagging, they're not fighting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, fighting is real aggro and aggression and the teeth are out and they're grrr and they're going for each other. If they're making noise and jumping on each other and, you know, it looks a bit not nice to look at. Because I used to be like, oh God, no, Seamus. Or, you know, if someone was doing that with Seamus, I'd be like, no. And I remember this guy saying, once the tails are wagging, everyone's happy. And I was like, do you know what, I'm going to keep that.
I think you just have to trust everybody there as well, that they know that their dog is nice and playful and stuff. And if you're in a dog park, like we said earlier, don't bring
annoying.
It
he's annoying. Like, Seamus is annoying. He's mouthy. And like, when I say mouthy, he makes a lot of noise. So I remember I was down in the dog park. One of the guys I know from being down there a lot, and our dogs get on really well. I know his dog's name, can't remember his name. His dog's called Poppy.
I love that. You know the dog.
Poppy's lovely, but his name won't come to me.
Yeah.
But he always said, like, when Seamus was playing a few weeks ago, another dog came in and he said to the other lad, oh, don't mind him, he's just full of talk, as in my dog. But he just goes, rawr, rawr,
yeah.
He's just like expressing himself.
No, we said it earlier, didn't we? Don't bring your dog to the dog park if you want to come across other dogs.
Like, because literally a woman walked in with a golden retriever and Seamus just ran up to say hello and she put the lead back on him and left. I was like, out here. But I got the vibe yesterday. That man wants to bring his dog in to play like ball with the dog with the kids.
Oh, and you were an inconvenience.
And I was an inconvenience by using the dog park. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all this random shit that pisses you off. But I did remember thinking, like, I walked out like fuming, but like, internalizing it all, because obviously I was like, I'm not going to say anything. There's two kids there as well, and obviously I couldn't think of the right words.
Yeah.
Like,
you need to come out to the Shticks with us out in County Wicklow, where there's like an unwritten rule when you're walking around the reservoir, just leave the dog off the lead.
Yeah, I love
you. Just
that.
Do it, even though there's signs up. We all just ignore them.
It's like that up in the Dublin Mountains as well. That's
you can just
why
do
I
it. Cruelwood, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. Let him run around.
Like, let him be a dog.
Yeah,
you know?
Just let him be a dog.
Let them be a dog.
Just let them be dogs.
But there's not that many places in Dublin where you can let them be a dog. Whereas if I was at home in Waterford, I could leave them off everywhere. Do you know?
Let them be dogs, please.
I know it sounds so silly, and a lot of people might not have a dog and care, but I'm like, it's just shit having them on the lead all the time. I'm like, go have fun.
Yeah.
And then you go to somewhere legit, like a dog park, and someone's getting fussy. I'm like, ah, feck off.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't be here.
Standing over the two daughters, I was like, there's a little tiny dog. Do you know what Jack told me a few weeks ago? Apparently people are more frightened of dark dogs. So the fact that he's like a black dog.
I'll pick that up with Usher, to be fair.
Yeah.
We have a little...
I never knew that before. Apparently that's a common known fact that people get more nervous about dogs that are dark in colour, such as a black dog. So your dog's black.
Well, we make a joke, me, myself, and my other half, when someone walks by and kind of jumps. We're like, oh no, not the panther.
Yeah.
You think
of
a panther when you see Usher. He's half, he's a
I
half lab, half retriever.
Would he get the same reaction if he was like, I don't know, a golden retriever or whatever?
Yeah. Like, black cats don't get adopted as much, do they?
Do they not?
Just don't.
Oh, my
it's a scary,
cat.
Like,
bad luck. And
yeah, they just, yeah, they're, I know.
Yeah.
My cat was black and white and he was the best guy.
Oh, my first cat was, she was actually a girl, but we called her Salem. We called him. She was a girl, but we called her Salem, which is obviously
Sabrina.
From Sabrina.
Ah, yeah.
But yeah, she was a great cat as well.
That's how different me and you are. We called our first cat Leia after Princess Leia from Star Wars. You, Sabrina the Teenage Witch in Star Wars.
You were the nerd, I was the popular. She was a nerd. He was a nerd. She was... Okay, I'm going to wrap it there for today. Yeah. Clearly, I'm all out of ideas. Ta-ra.
Thank you.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on spin.
Good morning. It's Tuesday the 9th of June. It is Emma, Dave and Fiona, but it's not because it's Emma and Marcy on this week.
And once again, if you've made it, you're awake. Well done, you.
This is the part of the show where Dave would normally say, oh, not Tuesday. Is this worst day of the week?
It's my second day now in a row getting up super early and I'm feeling it. So if you're awake right now, because obviously you are if you're listening and you're going about your day, congratulations.
Yeah.
You did good. I woke up to an attack this morning from Meta.
Oh yeah?
Facebook. Now I know we don't really use Facebook as much as we normally do, but an attack, Emma.
What's happened?
It's like Martin. When someone says Martin, I'm like, oh, I'm in trouble. You've published 25% fewer posts in the last week and you've got 70% less engagement. I was like, okay, cheers.
Sorry, is that telling you about your Instagram or is that your Facebook?
No, I think that's my Facebook it's telling me.
Why, like, do you
everyone's
still
posting
post
less.
On Facebook?
Yeah, I actually still do.
Do you?
Yeah, I still post on Facebook. It's where I'm like, I see my aunties and uncles and my parents even get to keep up to date.
Can I please? This is such a throwback. Can I see your Facebook page? Show me. Yeah. I don't have the Facebook app, so I can't just go on it. Oh my God, you literally...
Wait, you don't even have the Facebook app?
No, I don't use it. Okay, so you still... Everything you're posting on Instagram, not everything, but a lot of the same content
it
you put on your
over.
Facebook as well. God!
Emma is now scrolling through my Facebook page.
Oh
like,
my God,
trip
no,
down
I'm,
memory lane. I don't swear there was like 20 years between us.
I was about to say, you kind of assume when you flick through someone's Facebook, you're going to go back to 2009.
Quick
swipe, but obviously because you're posting regularly.
If I go into photos
that.
Of me and tagged photos, it brings me way back to like... You know, like back
Early
when we
days.
Met for the first time, yeah, back in like 2010, 2011.
God, I was a devil for Facebook in my day. I'd put up random statuses about all sorts of everything. Always a picture attached, you know.
Loved
a bit of Facebook in my day. I was hooked on it. I don't know when I kind of moved away from it or why, but yeah. I don't think I'll ever download the app again.
I'm going to post today, Facebook. Don't worry. I got you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It was a gorgeous day yesterday after work. My granny Phyllis is a living legend. She is my queen. And I used to live with her years ago. We lived together in Waterford. I moved in with her when I started working in radio in Waterford. And yeah, we just had an absolute baller. You've met her loads of times,
She is the literally the word queen that you just used. She is a queen.
Yeah.
And when I started out putting out tracks, I was part of this group called KVM.
I hate
dwelling on it because it ended for reasons. It was like a bad breakup, Emma, so it was. We're not going to talk about that too much. But
well, yeah, you started off kind of in a... It was a trio of lads.
A trio of lads. And we had merch.
Yes.
You're way ahead of our time. Merch is a thing now. We had this like 11 years ago. And we had caps and t-shirts. And your granny... We gave her one of the caps, the KVM caps, and she still has it to this day.
She wears
Isn't that
her
cute?
KVM hat hangs in her kitchen.
I don't have the heart to like ask Emma to tell her that, like, you know, there was a bit of bad blood with the guys. I'm just like, you rocked that KVM cap.
It hangs in a little hook in her kitchen,
yeah.
And she'd be out doing her.
I think we get
eating.
Like 10 streams a month, so maybe that's her.
I'd say that's Google Play KVM.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't seen my granny in weeks. The weekends have been busy, and obviously, when you're like, and to anyone listening who has family. Living away, like it's really hard to get to see if you're in Dublin, like to get home at the weekends. So I said yesterday I'm going to hit the road after work and go down. Lads, I don't know what I'd be on about. It's grand.
It's so to Waterford.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You see,
yeah.
I knew talking to you.
But I hate this because like
no,
I hate
you're on the road so much for work. You don't see a long journey as a long journey. Whereas in my head, I'm like, oh my God, that's so far away.
When someone tells me that, like, oh, I had to commute to work today, it was 40 minutes. I get so I never say it to them, but I get so angry in my head. I'm like, 40 minutes is nothing. Like Saturday night I was in Killarney. I went down, did the gig and came back afterwards.
That's just another level of crazy.
No, but it's not though. That's the thing. It's actually not. But anyway.
Yeah. But no, it was so fab. We literally went for lunch in our favourite spot and then there is this Amish community in Waterford and they have this thriving shop because everything they make is so good and their 99s are the best 99s you will ever have in the world. Like their ice cream is divine. So
what
we
did
drove
you get
out
on
there.
It?
No, nothing. I don't need anything more than what they gave me.
Just the ice cream.
Just the ice cream and a flake. Thank
That's
you very
it.
Much. You no, don't need any. The ice cream. Oh my God.
No sprinkles,
actually,
no sauce.
I didn't bring it up because I'm going to just crave. I'm going to be down to Waterford again today.
Just for the 99.
But when I go down to my granny, you know she loves getting herself upgrading her car.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So, but it's always the exact same car every few years, just a newer model and a different colour. But she has everyone else insured on the car so that when they're around, they do the driving. So she's always insists, take my car, take my car. So we were spinning around in her car yesterday. And as we were getting out of the car back at the house, I was just looking around the car, which she's had for 2 months. So you'd think like sparkling clean, not much crap in the car yet. And when I looked around, you know, those TikToks I see all the time lately who are like, things in my grandparents' house that just make sense.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, things in my granny's car that don't really make sense, to be honest. On her steering wheel, there are two key rings. One is a Chupa Chup random key ring.
Like the lollipops.
Like a lollipop.
No.
Next to a Batman Air Force.
Okay, sorry. Those look retro. I wish you could see the photos.
The car is brand new.
Is there a way? Can we put these on the Instagram story or something?
Yeah, we can.
They are retro.
But then behind the Chupa Chup key ring and the Batman air freshener are rosary beads. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. On the other side, hanging off the steering wheel, is a Yankee Candle air freshener. Very fancy. Then the other side, you also have a cross. just to match with rosary beads on the other side.
Okay.
Then up front, she has this pad down on her dashboard that kind of, it's sticky so things don't fall off. Up there, should you be interested, is a teddy bear.
So that's just sticking to the dashboard?
Just sticking to the dashboard, just in case she wants to pick it up. Then she has her glasses and her sunglasses up there as well, so they
and
don't fall
down. And they're just sticking
down.
To it as well?
They're sticking to it.
So what is this? This is new to me.
Yeah, and then they don't fall down off the dashboard like this.
Have
like,
you seen one of these before you saw your Nana have one?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know where she gets this.
I know we're laughing about the Chubba Chub and Batman, but this is modern now, this
then,
is.
Then, if you look into the back of her car, it's dressed more eloquently than like a couch in a 5-star hotel. Because
nobody's probably ever in the back, are they?
No. She has a blanket across the three seats at the back, right? As if you're sitting down for a lovely movie.
Lovely, yeah.
And two back support, like, as in, you know,
the cushions that I have one of them.
Yeah, as in, you know, I have those types of cushions like on my bed if I'm feeling fancy. You know, one on each side. But there's one in the back of the car. And then at the back window, over the boot, on the boot cover thing, she's two floppy dogs. Like you're being greeted to a hotel.
Oh, they're like hanging over the
Yeah, they're two
the
floppy
legs.
Kind of, they're two floppy kind of teddies.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of looking out the back window just to, if in case there's a child in the car behind, that they might be like, hello, look at the dogs.
So this is just comfort.
This is all just comfort. And bear in mind, she changes the car so often that she moves all the bits to the next car.
When she drives down the car to change it.
So she goes into your man and, oh, Phyllis, you're back again. Get another car. Oh, sure, it's myself. Now, and he's just dressed the back of it.
Yeah, the two dogs under each arm. Yeah.
And I'd say your man at this point knows, are the dogs going into the back again, Phyllis? They are. Yes, they are.
Oh, taking pride in the motor. We love it.
She's such a legend.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Emma, do you like the Formula One, the speedy race car? Zoom.
Zoom, zoom. Personally, I think it looks kind of cool, but after two laps, I'd be like, boring.
Okay, but this...
It's just the same thing.
Oh, good God.
Here they come again. Boring.
Yeah, no, but the...
Oh, I do enjoy when the cars come in and need to change a tyre really quick. I'm like, wow, that's class.
So you're a fan of the pit stop?
The pit stop's a bit of crack.
Great. I wasn't into it a couple of years ago. My other half got me into
everyone else you watched Drive to Survive.
Yeah,
and now
my other half had watched Drive to Survive and she said you'd love this.
Right.
Nothing to do with the actual racing but the drama behind it.
Yeah,
the drama is incredible.
I need to watch Drive to Survive.
Oh,
maybe I'll get into it then.
Yeah. You need to get and then you might last longer than two laps. Have you ever heard of Martin Brundle?
I haven't.
No, he'd be like Martin Brundle.
Martin Brundle.
Callum, is that right?
Yes. Martin.
So he's well known, you know, in Formula One world as a commentator and a pundit, but he actually was a racing driver back in his day too. And people forget this. He was good in Formula 3.
What's Formula 3?
So it's like leagues in football.
No bloody way.
There's three formulas, yeah.
Yeah, there's actually four.
Oh, is there?
There's Formula E now.
Oh, yes.
So it goes Formula 1, Formula 2, Formula 3, Formula E.
Well, no, Formula E is separate to Formula 1, 2 and 3. Formula E is just electric Formula.
So no way, it's the EVs.
Yeah.
No way, how quickly can you charge the pit stop?
Very good, yeah. But they look the same in Formula E, which they're just really quiet.
You can't even hear them coming.
Yeah, they don't go meow. Yeah, it's just little hums.
That's
Sorry,
so scary.
That is such a good point that I never thought of.
Sorry, EV it's, Formula 1 sounds crap. No offense to EVs.
Because you like
your EVs. Like, that's cool. But the only thing that's fun is the pit stop and you don't get either.
You don't get the zoom. No, you don't get it. But anyway, he does this famous grid walk where before the lights go on and all that, he walks around and he tries to catch some of the bosses and the drivers and he tries to catch some of the celebrities.
Yeah.
And it's carnage. I love it so much because it's all live.
That kind of live move into the crowd. I have seen a bit of that in the telly at times. It reminds me of, like, you know, someone trying to walk through the races. You know, you're at a horse racing and the crowds are just wild.
And anything can happen.
Yes. And F1 is a real media circus, especially in the last maybe 10, 15 years with the grid walk. Like, there's all these celebrities now.
Everyone and anyone, yeah. And this is what I love about it, because you've no idea who he's going to come across. And last weekend, you know, Kim K arriving in via boat to Monaco with Chloe, and she was there. And this,
he's with Lewis Hamilton now for a while. Looks like they're getting quite serious.
Yeah. But what's incredible about this is that Martin just does not care. He doesn't care who you are, and he will go for it. And last weekend, he approached Kim K, and it was so awkward. I need you to listen to this, because what I want you to listen for is the silences, because it's so awkward.
Okay.
Have a word with Kim and Chloe. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Kim. Martin Brundle, Sky F1, how are you today?
Oh,
yes. No, you don't need to push me, mate. Normally people have a quick chat with us. Are you enjoying F1? Yeah. Okay, Kim and Chloe, so we're not talking today.
He's asking her, is she enjoying F1? She's looking away. He's saying to the bodyguard, you don't need to push me away. And she is just staring deadpan away from him. And it is so unbelievably awkward. But this has happened a couple of times. It happened once with Megan Thee Stallion.
Why is she being so rude to him?
Because she obviously just doesn't want to talk to him.
Wow. So Megan Thee Stallion happened, same thing again, yeah, with this guy.
Megan Thee Stallion, you're a freestyle rapper. Have you got any rap for us today on Formula One?
I have no rap today.
She's funny as hell. I love her. She's like, Martin, I ain't got no rap right now. I'm trying to enjoy myself.
But other people that have been a bit awkward, and Cara Delevingne is another one.
Cara Delevingne here. We'll see if we can just stand in the way, really. She doesn't want to talk, but everybody needs to talk on the grid. Can we have a quick chat, Sky F1? Good to see you on the grid. He said, well, the deal is everybody has to speak on the grid, but, you know,
I can't hear anything. Okay,
all right, well, I'm sure it would have been extremely interesting.
Good man, Martin, that's a good dig.
You can hear her say no.
She said no, and then I can't hear anything. Yeah. But it's funny, I remember seeing 1 year ago, I could be wrong now, maybe not years ago, actually, maybe last year or something. Did he meet Stormzy on the grid and had great crack with him some point?
I think Stormzy loves all that stuff. Yeah. And he actually once as well was told not to go near Daniel Craig. He was told by Daniel Craig's PR team not to go near him, and he ignored them and went over, and it ended up being one of his best interviews yet.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Do you know what? It takes a very brave guy not to, like, to be able to pick himself back up after being ignored like that. It's great. Like,
I just find the clip so funny with Kim Kardashian. Like, she literally had no interest in him as well. The silence was deafening, and he just picks himself up and he just walks away.
Yeah, good man.
Yeah.
Was there anyone else like huge he's met over the years? Obviously you said Daniel Craig.
Oh, Machine Gun Kelly as well, had a bit of a moment with him.
Martin Brundle, Sky F1, good to see you. Welcome to our grid.
What are you saying?
Tell us about your career at the moment. What's going on for you?
I don't think about my career. What do you think about my business?
We love your business, okay, because there's always been a great synergy between the music business and the motor racing business somehow. Can you go back decades?
Can you give me your best air guitar?
No, I can't. I learned the piano once, and I know the middle C was near the lock, and that's about it.
Why are they so rude to poor Martin? I want to follow him on Instagram and be his biggest supporter now.
Watch the grid walk, Emma. You'd love it.
I will. Martin is a very brave man. Big fan. Be nice to me. I love that. It's about a girl who's in love with her fella, and she goes off to see him at the weekend. He's happened to be living in Boston, and we can all relate. Maybe your fella's in Swords. You know what I mean? Maybe you're like, I need to get the bus
same
to
Swords
this weekend. Same thing. Same thing. God forbid you have to go to Carlo or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, not Carlo.
That's a big bar, isn't it?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma and Martin with you this morning. And the other day we were playing the Tricky 10, as Martin just mentioned, our game we play after 8 and 9. And one of the questions that came up was surrounding the dramatic Leaving Cert of 2009. Can you cast your mind back and remember what happened then? We got talking about it after the Tricky 10 game.
Leaving Cert English Paper 2 was sat on a Saturday in the year 2000 and what? Because of a school in Drogheda.
Remember it was, the drama about
it? Yeah, it was huge drama. It was 2009.
It was huge at the time. We need to do a deep dive on that story. So do you know what? It is. The Leaving Cert is continuing this morning. Good luck if you're heading in to do a paper. In case you don't know, this was massive in the year 2009 in Ireland in terms of drama. In that year, I was sitting my junior cert, okay? So I was around the vibes of what was going on. I did my Leaving Cert 2 years later. I skipped TY. But what happened basically was, bear in mind, this is the first day of the Leaving Cert. The first paper you sit is English, right? You go in and sit down, and your English paper one is your creative paper. This is where you first and foremost, you have an essay to do. You might have like an article to write.
You wake up and it was all a dream.
Exactly. That's the vibe.
Yeah.
But what happened at a school in Drogheda was that this poor examiner, I feel so sorry for this person, I'd say the shame, I'd say they still wake up at night going, oh Jesus Christ, I can't believe that happened to me. They opened the box and they handed out paper too, right? So they handed it out to everyone in the hall. Now, the paper was only out on certain desks for a matter of seconds, 10 seconds or something. But obviously, the kids start opening it up and start reading through what's coming up. And he or she realised the mistake, recollected all the papers. But the problem was, this examiner at the time didn't highlight it. They just said, probably panicked, went back with the paper one, because that's not today's paper anyway, that's paper two for tomorrow. Yeah. So do your paper one, off you go. But immediately after the exam, Twitter was really where this was the home of at the time. It went on Twitter, it went on Facebook. There had to be a big panic from the Department of Education. What are we going to do here? And they were all told they had to have a contingency paper on the Saturday morning. Oh. Okay. So this was huge. It made headline news.
Tomorrow's Leaving Cert English paper is postponed following a breach of security.
Sorry, a breach of security.
A breach of security.
That's a bit dramatic, isn't it?
But honestly, seriously, can you imagine being the poor examiner who handed this out? I'd still be, oh Jesus, lads, I'd still be in an awful state over it.
Yeah.
But obviously RTE then had to go out to the school and chat to the students
affected,
all the rest. And I love this young fella.
But for some students, they'd already seen what lay ahead.
It was spotted straight away. Once we turned over the exam pages and he started taking the back up straight away. Myself, probably only about five to ten seconds. But I flicked through and I found the topics.
Yeah, so he obviously went straight through going like, oh, great, we'll see what's coming up. We'll see what's coming up.
Because you're trying to
tomorrow.
Predict what poets, like Sylvia Plath. Is Sylvia Plath coming up? That was the question for us.
In case Callum doesn't know, like paper two is the one where you're dying for your poet and your prose to come up. So it, like, of all the written texts you've studied, you know, you might have really liked one or known one really well. You're hoping that that one's going to come
up.
You're
looking
like,
at trends.
Go on, it's black coming up, it's black coming up.
Who came up what year?
Yeah.
And you're trying to predict which which poet is
but
coming
even
up.
Even the teachers would be predicting who's going to come up with you based on like
they let me down.
My English teacher
let me down. Sylvia Plath did not come up.
So this is again why it caused so much drama as well.
But the problem was that the exam then proceeded as if nothing had gone wrong. The school issued a statement today confirming that the error by an exam superintendent who was not a member of staff had only come to light after a phone call at around 4 o'clock from a parent alerted to the mistake.
So 4 p.m, the exam would have been set at 9 a.m, right? So this poor person was panicking, I'm going to lose my job. But I went having a look back. It's not the first example of a bit of Leaving Cert drama.
Oh.
We'll go back. Back in time. Back in the year 1995, a part of the Leaving Cert art exam disappeared.
Just vanished.
It vanished. Nobody knows to this day where it went and who's responsible. And I think we need an RTE investigates. Go back to 1995 and figure out where the rest of the Leaving Cert art exam went.
I'm really confused. Like, what do you mean it just disappeared?
That's all they can tell us.
That's all the internet said.
Disappeared. Then back in 1969 and 1967, sorry, it's not funny and don't do this, but loads of the papers were stolen by students.
What?
He went in and broke into the boxes.
Oh, cool.
And robbed the boxes.
Oh, they're real cool. Let's rob the papers.
So, yeah. So, 1969, an almost complete set of Leaving Cert exam papers were stolen during a break. A break-in at the De La Salle School in Churchtown in Dublin. How dare
Oh,
they?
My dad went to that school. wait a minute. I've got some questions.
English, maths and physics were circulated among the students and 70,000 students had to resit the exams. Then the leak back in 1957, another leak. Exam papers for Latin, English and maths. They leaked and became available to certain students before the exam took place.
Sorry, how many people were taking Latin in the 50s in Ireland?
Probably loads.
Do you think so?
A lot more than more recent times.
If you were to pick a paper to be leaked, that's the one, sure. Early,
yeah,
like,
yeah. Not most common. I'd prefer having a quick look at the English paper too. It was in this, like, in the example of 2009. That is the paper that people want to know. What that's the one that causes stress.
Yeah.
Who's going to come up? But back to this lad again in 2009, just so fuming because he really liked the paper he saw that didn't come to be.
Shocked and delighted to find out what we were going to have the next day. Hopefully, the worst thing about it was actually nice paper.
It was a nice paper.
Poor fella. It was actually like decent enough. And then they probably were all sitting there on the Friday evening going, "We're going to get crucified for a mistake that wasn't ours."
It was a nice paper.
If you survived the Leaving Cert 2009 drama, good on you.
Spins on. You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning, it's Emma and Marty with you. How are you? Good morning.
Are you all right?
I'm okay. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'll tell you now in a minute what's going on. But for now, just remember, in an hour's time, Your second helping this week of the Naughty Threesome. It made its comeback yesterday to Fully Charged. It is back just after nine. Make sure you stick with us.
Are you all right?
I'm grand.
So go on.
I was out for a run with the dog yesterday and we were running around Marley Park and he had a little stop at the stream and got himself rehydrated and I was like, grand, he's hydrated. We'll have a little look in the dog park.
Sorry,
and see
the fact
if
that you run
around
with your dog is mind-blowing to me.
Why?
It's
why?
Very rare I see people do it, and the fact that I actually know somebody, because you're actually a really good runner. You're a really good jogger. You did a really good time with Women's Mini Marathon.
Thank you. Thank you.
But Seamus, does he keep up with you the whole time? Or are you keeping up with him?
I'm keeping up with him. It took us ages to kind of get into a good rhythm with it because at the beginning it wasn't fun. He was just pulling and if there was another dog, he'd drag in one direction.
Gotcha.
But he's kind of good now with like pacing with you.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
If I say wait, he goes from like a little canter to like, if we're just jogging, a little
trot. A little stroll, yeah.
So
okay.
The word wait seems to get him back. But anyway, so this is my issue, right? It's not an issue. It's just, I was just annoyed. I was annoyed by the situation. Anyone with a dog, I'm sure you can relate, and I'm only new enough to having a dog. So went into the dog park. There was no one in there. Very disappointing. I hate that. So lousy. And the dogs are like, oh, Fred.
It's like rocking up to like your own birthday party and
no one
came.
There.
Yeah. It's so sad, isn't it? Yeah.
And every time there's like someone walking past the gate, he's like, is that a friend? Is that a friend? Is that a friend? So I was trying to have a bit of crack with him in the dog park, off the lead and all the rest. Dog comes in. Lovely little dog, gorgeous little dog, around the same size as Seamus, and immediately they start playing. Now this is the thing about Seamus that I don't like, and I own the fact that I don't like this. He's noisy when he plays. Like he's
doesn't mean he's like,
but for some owners you kind of get that dog park anxiety. They don't like that and they think it's some kind of a
aggression.
Yeah whereas the dogs were like tumbling around very equally, if you know what I mean. And as soon as, because I was getting nervous because I could see the owner kind of being like, and I was like, okay, I'll just take Seamus over here and try and calm. I don't want to give up on the playtime because they were having a bit of crack, but like just try and calm him down for a minute. But as soon as I had Seamus away from the other dog was coming over like loving him. So I was like, if the other dog was in any way nervous, there's no way he'd be coming over wagging his tail going like, play with me. Do you know what I mean? But the thing about it was, this guy had his two young daughters in the dog park and I have such an issue with that. I'm like, don't bring kids in because like there's rough and tumble and the dogs be running past.
The kid will get knocked over. Yeah.
But this is what annoyed me.
Oh.
At one point, Seamus had calmed down and was going over to them to say like, hi, like real chill. And he stood and like put his arms around the daughters as if Seamus was
as if Seamus was a tiger.
Oh my God, that's...
No, really annoying me. I'm going to back you on this. That's ridiculous. Like, well, first of all, I don't think young children should be in the dog park at all.
Yeah.
Let alone, if you're going to go to a dog park with your dog and be nervous, just don't bring your dog to the dog park.
That's the thing.
That's it, isn't it?
A lot of people are like sensitive about their dogs playing, but I'm like,
don't bring them.
You brought them to a dog park to play with
their
dogs. Yeah.
I don't get it. No.
Anyway,
I'm with you on that,
Emma.
One
of those things I was like, I'm going to internalize everything I think and leave this dog park immediately. Seamus, let's leave. I was like, I'm going to be a nightmare of a parent. I love that bit that goes, that's what we do.
Do it again.
That's what we do. It's really fun. Jazzy on the team up with Calvin Harris and Satisfy on Spin. It's Emma and Marty. Good morning.
Good morning. Tricky.
We play the Tricky 10 every day after 8 and at the moment after 9 as well. Sabrina's on to give it a crack this morning. What are you up to?
I'm just getting ready for work here. So I'll be out the door in about 5 minutes.
Okay. And can you tell us what you do?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, very good. Are you? You must be secondary school then. Or you must be primary school then, are you?
Primary, yeah.
Oh, junior. Do you feel a bit hard done by that the primary schools are kept in for so much longer than the...
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're on the wind down now, so...
Yeah.
Well, you can give out now if you want. You know, teachers have this poor rap about giving out, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It is.
It's so unfair.
Shocking.
If you were a secondary school teacher, you'd be off by now.
Exactly.
That's not fair. That's also not fair on the little kids. All their big brothers and sisters home from school and they're still... trucking
along. It's really sad, Emma, isn't it?
Lord's work, yeah. When do you finish up? End of June, is it, Sabrina?
Yeah.
Okay.
End of June.
Okay, lovely. Well, it would be very nice to sort you out with €2,000 for the summer, and teachers tend to do very well on the Tricky 10, I'm telling you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've had a good track record with teachers on the Tricky 10. Their general knowledge seems to be, well, I suppose.
Don't put that pressure on her.
It has to be pretty
good.
Yeah,
cool, that's a lot of pressure now.
Well, you're putting pressure on the kids now, so now it's your turn.
True. All right, Sabrina, here we go. Miss Sabrina. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. Martin is going to ask her 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10. That answer, if correct, won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer, but at the same time, if you don't know an answer, you might as well just give it a guess because you know the answers are something between 1 and 10. Now, if you top the leaderboard Friday, we'll send you off to Florence the Machine in Marley Park at the end of the month. You'll be just wrapping up school. And if you get all 10 questions correct, we will sort you with that €2,000 on the spot this morning. Now, Sonia is currently top of the leaderboard. She was on yesterday and she scored 5 in 53.32 seconds. So if you get 5 in a faster time, you're top of the leaderboard, or if you get more points than Sonia, you're also top of the leaderboard. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Sabrina, we got to do this. I really, really want to do this. Are you ready? We'll count you down. Say when.
I'm ready.
Let's okay, go. 3, 2, 1.
Start the clock.
What is half of 16?
8.
The word hacked contains how many letters?
3.
Smithfield and Phibsborough are in which Dublin postal district?
Dublin 9.
The Aviva Stadium opened in the year 2000 and what?
2005.
How many Mondays are there in this month?
5.
Donald Gleeson has starred in how many Peter Rabbit films?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Donald Gleeson has starred in how many Peter Rabbit films?
2.
When Little Mix were formed in The X Factor, how many people made up the group?
6.
The number 1 appears in the spin phone number how many times?
2.
Picture This had a 2019 song called What Drink?
10.
In Roman numerals, IX sound.
All right, time.
All right, how do you think you got on this morning?
Terrible.
Nah, go on. What do you think you got in a round?
Maybe 3.
Okay, let's talk them up and just see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3.
You're spot on.
You nailed it.
Score of 3.
You got that right.
Good morning, Sabrina. We'll just go through the ones that caught you. The word hacked contains how many letters? I don't know if you missed the question.
Oh, I just said
half. Oh, sorry. That's my fault. No, I will put my hand up. That was me.
Do you know what? It still would have brought you to a score of 4, which is less than Sonia. But yeah, hacked, H-A-C-K-E-D, we were going for there. You were literally saying... And then he said 9. Smithfield and Phibsborough they're in Dublin 7. You went with 9 in the end. The Aviva actually opened in the year 2010 rather than 5. More recent than you thought. Little Mix, they started off with 4 members. Let me see. Jade, Jesse,
Perry,
and Leanne. Yes.
Sorry, Leanne, of course.
The number 1 appeared in the spin phone number 3 times rather than 2. It's 7111038. Picture This had a 2019 song called What Drink? It's One Drink to Get Over You.
That's beautiful.
I always try to do a rendition.
Do you know what though, Sabrina? A valiant 3, because the 3 that you got correct were tricky ones as well. The Mondays ones and the Donald Gleeson one as well. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were tough there.
A valiant 3.
Sure, look. You're off in a few weeks' time.
Thanks so much.
Do you have any plans for the summer? Are you doing anything fun?
I'm moving into a new house.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Enjoy that. That'll be stressful, but
worth it.
Mind yourself and have a good summer.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, see you later. Okay, so the score to beat, still as it stands, is still only 5. This is doable. If you want to play after 9, if you want to win €2,000 on the spot, we did have a winner on this last Friday. It can go off. Message us now to get on in an hour. It's tricky to 087-711-1038.
It spins fully charged. Recharge.
You listening right now, I need your help or your opinion or your thoughts or anything to make me feel better from what I'm about to tell you. Emma, I need you on this as well.
Sure.
Callum, give me your input, please, and thank you.
Okay, I'm here.
I'm not a controversial person. I'm not. You've known me how long, Emma? Like, when have you seen me do anything controversial? Really?
That ain't him.
It's just not me. But there are 2 times where I will be. One, if I'm driving my car and my dog is in the back and you do something silly on the road, I'm going to get mad.
Yeah.
My baby's in the back. You know what I mean?
I'm more like I'm irate because he won't stop screaming and I'm like, I'm so overstimulated.
Oh, the dog. And the second thing is gym etiquette.
Okay.
We're all just there trying to better ourselves, do our thing. You know, go home feeling good about ourselves. And if you in any way interrupt me by being rude or anything like that, I get really mad.
Yeah.
You know, so if
it should be a nice safe place for everybody to feel like they can go about their business.
And there's a couple of things I can touch on. Like if you're scrolling on a phone when you're on a machine that I want to use, et cetera, et cetera. But one that really drives me up the walls is when people leave the weights on the machine and they just walk away.
Mm.
And they're like, that's grand. Someone's going to clean that up.
Yeah.
No, they're not. That's the thing. And I'm also, the other part of it too, I'm kind of like, if you're there to work out, you're going to burn more calories and get more exercise by actually lifting the weights off the machine and walking with the weight in your
exactly.
hand.
Exactly.
So why are you being lazy? Yeah. Just take your weights off and put them back. So
no,
much.
No, it is. It's so annoying.
Isn't
I haven't
it?
Been to a gym in that like that type of a gym in many years. But yeah, you see it all the time. And I recognise what you're saying with the initial lads when they're sitting on like, I don't even know the name of the machine, but you know, like the pull down for the shoulder.
Yeah, the lat pull down.
And
yeah.
they're just sitting
scrolling.
There on their phone. I'm like, man, come on. But yeah, I know what you mean. It's one of those things, weights hanging around is like, mate, you should have put them back.
So this
Someone
is where
else is going to want to use them.
I'm overthinking now because I was I was confrontational about this. I was confrontational.
Oh, I'm proud of you already.
So, it annoyed me so much because not only was he loud and grunting on the leg press, but he left and he was lifting heavy. He had like 320s on either side. Like that's 120 kilos he's pushing with his legs. You're strong. Well done. We can hear you grunting. That's great. But he just walked away and left them on. So he walked from the leg press to the leg raise machine, which were very close to each other. And I went over. No, I genuinely did this. I think this is going to shock you. I went over and I de-racked the weights for him. And I turned around to him and I said, don't worry, I'll put these back for you.
Mercy.
And he looked at me as if like, oh, what have I done here? But then I went and put the weights back. So I got my little extra workout in carrying the 20s away.
Yeah.
I went down to the changing room and I had this freak out because I was like, oh no.
Oh, no.
I shouldn't have done that.
There's nothing worse.
I shouldn't have done that. But I just think that these people need to be told. Like, put
so
your
what
weights
actually
back.
Did you say? So he's over on the other machine and you said.
I looked at him and I said.
Read the tone of voice. Be true. Be true and be real. How exactly did you say?
So I'm like, pretending like it was such a big ordeal. Don't you worry, pal. I'll put these back for you. And he just looks at me. No, Callum, you just hung your head there. No.
It's the passive aggressiveness of it.
But I did put them back for him. He didn't even thank me either. Did I overreact?
Oh, no. I think that you absolutely were right.
You know, would you have done it?
No.
That's the problem.
Are you joking me?
I'm properly overthinking.
I would have internalized that and went home and poor Jack would have gotten like...
Jack would have heard
all
it.
About it. But no, I would never have said it. But I think there's no harm in doing that either.
See, I went home to my other half and I said it to her. I said, look, I think I did something and I'm really worried. And she said, no, you're all right. Don't be worried about that.
Yeah. But I don't know why we do that as well though. Sure, Dave had an issue on the show a few weeks ago where somebody, a neighbour, when he was at a party, was telling them to turn the music down, which was already quite low at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday because their son was inside studying for the Leaving Cert. And he was like, yeah, sure, no problem. But was like, oh, why didn't I? Sometimes we don't say the things that we want to say because we're scared of coming across abrasive or whatever.
That's how I feel right now.
But I feel like our generation need to learn.
Well, let's be real as well.
My mom's amazing at it. I remember like when I was growing up, no matter who was on the street acting like an idiot, I remember once we were at some party like on the street in the village we were from and some guy just started weeing on the street. Like, anyway, shouldn't have been doing that, obviously. There's other people around. Her wording was just so brilliant and curt and but yet couldn't be accused of it would ever be like, oh, Kate Nolan was shouting at me in the village the other night.
Gotcha.
Like that never happened.
Yes.
But I think our generation needs to do a bit of a masterclass on how to deal with these confrontations.
You make me feel
settings.
Bad now. I could have said it better.
No.
That's what I'm getting here, Emma. Yeah, you're like, you could have done it better.
Step in the right direction.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm proud of you. Now on the back of that, Sasha was in touch.
I worked in a gym for 2 years and I would say 80% of people do not put their weights back. Mm. And I used to love going up in your uniform, going up to people and saying, sorry, would you actually mind putting those weights back?
Yes.
And they couldn't say no, like they just had to go and do it. And it was just, it felt so good. But even now, like I've been in situations where I would use a machine after a man who's left really heavy weights on it and they can see that you're waiting to use it next.
Yeah.
And they walk away and leave the weights on and I'll still now be like, sorry, do you mind actually just stripping that back?
Oh, wow.
And then I'll go and load my weights on.
I love it.
I wouldn't have been able to lift that 20 thing and put it away.
Oh, I love that Sasha's like, just like telling them though.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. With
Bold
uniform
kids.
On, that sense of authority when you put the uniform on as well is brilliant.
Recharged.
Now, it is Tuesday, Martin. You're very, very lucky to be here on this particular day.
Okay.
Because it's our favourite game.
It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Oh, we grooving.
Oh, yeah.
We moving.
You're not going to want to miss another Tuesday on this show ever. You'll even come in and just sit with us to play this game.
I feel like I just stepped onto like a 1970s sitcom.
That's the idea. It's great fun.
It's a little bit of cheese. It's a little bit of me. Hello, welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. In the past, we've had the most used letters in the alphabet in English words. And we've done leaving cert topics in timetable order. That was last week. And loads more. In studio, Emma and Marty, you've three lives each and you're going
going to take it in turn to try and complete my top 10 list. You're going to get a point for each correct answer and lose a life with something that's not in the top 10 when you're out of lives. The game is over for you. And if you can't fill in the top 10, we're going to throw it out to you listening on 087 711 1038 with a cinema pass up for grabs for each one that you can fill in.
Okay.
Do we win? Do we win like a couple of grand?
You win hope, joy, love, and respect.
You win hope.
Yes.
Because you're like, because Marty, you need a lot of that right now. Yeah.
A lot of positivity. So, today's topic is the Men's FIFA World Cup kicks off in the USA, Canada, and Mexico on Thursday. Can you tell me the last 10 host nations of the Men's World Cup?
Thank you, Callum. Obviously, very, very relevant to me and one that I would be
you're
all
gonna
over.
You're going to fly through this, M&L, you are.
Super relevant because the World Cup kicks off on Thursday in the USA, Canada, and Mexico. Can you tell me the last 10 host nations? So I'm not looking for cities, I'm looking for countries of the Men's World Cup. Marty is our guest. You can go first. Just the one guess.
Qatar, please, Callum.
Qatar, not guitar. Qatar is number one because that was the last World Cup. Qatar hosted the World Cup in 2022.
Christmas.
Yes, it was in December because it's too hot in the summer there. Yeah. So they're in descending order of date. Obviously, the World Cup is every 4 years. Emma, off to you.
Japan?
Your face is brilliant.
Japan, they co-hosted it with Korea in 2002. It was the Saipan incident.
Yep.
It's number six.
Okay, amazing. Okay.
I'm really proud of you for
you
that.
You gave yourself an incorrect there,
oh,
Emma,
yeah,
but
sorry.
You actually you got it right.
Co-hosting counts.
I'm absolutely panicking here. I'm like...
So it's 1-1.
Okay.
Well done. Back to you, Marty.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go play a safe one on this one. And
yeah,
we're
going to
say the United States of America. Because we're going back every 4 years, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah. Obviously, the USA is co-hosting with Canada and Mexico this year. But the USA did host the tournament in 1994, which means it's number eight.
Okay.
US of A.
Emma, I'll give you one clue. Out of the three hosts this year, USA, Canada, and Mexico, one of them has also in the list as well.
Oh. Okay, so I'm going to go Canada.
It's not in the list.
Oh,
okay.
No. I will.
Now we know. That's great. Adam, you make me feel high.
Oh, Emma, you said that with such conviction as well.
He brings me on such a journey of hope.
It was right, Callum.
Hope.
I don't need that clue. I know it was Canada.
Of course. I was thinking it anyway. Canada? No, not that one, Em.
Cool, so, Marty.
You might as well.
I can't take Mexico, can I? Is that fair?
If you want to.
Mexico, yeah.
Mexico, that felt like me.
I was a steal.
Mexico is in the list.
Sorry,
it
Emma.
Props up the list at number 10. Mexico solely hosted the tournament in 1986.
Okay.
So in at number one is Qatar. Number six is Japan, Korea. Number eight is the USA. And number 10 is Mexico. Back to you, Emma.
South Africa.
Congratulations. It's number four.
Yes, okay.
They hosted the tournament with the Vuvuzelas. Do you remember them?
Oh, my God. Do you remember the stir that they caused?
Yes.
Yeah.
They hosted it in 2010.
I kind of remember that. Kind of.
Back to you, Marty.
Spain and Portugal. Oh, well, no, because we're not saying co-hosts, right? We just pick one, Spain. Oh, wait.
Then
oh, no. I
it's
said
not
it.
In the
oh,
top
no.
ten.
Oh, no.
Spain has not hosted the World Cup. They're hosting the next World Cup.
Sorry.
It's Spain, Portugal and Morocco in 2030.
We're not taking future.
We're not taking future.
That's why.
It's not time travelling top 10 teams.
You didn't say that, though, at the start.
I did. I said the last 10 World Cups.
All right.
Back to you, Emma.
England,
no. England hosted the World Cup in 1966, the last time they won the World Cup.
Okay.
It's coming home. Back to you, Martin.
Why on earth am I having...
A mare.
...a blank with the World Cup before Qatar? This is wrecking my head.
As in what came 8 years...
4 years before Qatar was...
2018.
Okay.
2018. This... France... Sorry, no. Like, that wasn't 2018, but France.
France was World Cup 1998
at
number seven.
Sorry, FIFA 1998 was all about... Yeah. How did I not? Yeah, there we go.
Callum, I have a question.
Yeah.
If France is seven, what number is Japan?
Japan was number six.
Ah, very good. Okay.
Japan, Korea.
God, we're flying at Mars.
We've got six down, four to go.
One, two, three. Okay.
You got
Can
this.
I throw this out there? And you're all going to laugh at me because it's probably stupid. Okay,
before you do, though, is it a big country?
Big country.
Okay, that's all right.
Because
it has to be big enough to host everyone, okay?
And this is your last life.
It's a big lump of a country.
Okay, then, that's good. That's a good start.
A continent, some would say.
Oh!
Did it ever go to Australia? No.
It's not Australia. Emma, I'm sorry, you're out.
That's all right.
Marty, you've two lives left.
Okay.
You can cash out if you're done as well.
Can I cash out?
Well, you can end the game if you don't.
No, but
have
you said I don't win anything.
Yeah, I know.
But you might as well throw another guess at it while you have a look.
Okay, one more guess. Again, the 2018 World Cup is absolutely wrecking my head. Now, if we're going back, Mexico was 10. Can we say Italy?
Italy. That's did nine. Not host it. Oh, yeah, no, sorry. Italy did, 1990. My bad.
We got to the quarterfinals, guys.
Yes,
come
Italia
on.
Italia 90, of course.
Yeah.
So, well done. There's three to go, Marty. Any more?
No.
Is that you out?
I'm going to have to. Otherwise, we'll be here all day, guys.
That's okay,
we
that's
would
okay.
be there all day. So.
So, Sean's there to help us out. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Well, how are you keeping?
I was listening in, trying to fill in the gap.
Were you? Well, that's exactly what. That's perfect. So let's put Marty out of his misery first. We'll go one by one on this because I think you can do a quick clean sweep here. Can we first go back to 2018 and tell us who hosted the Men's World Cup in 2018?
Russia.
Oh.
Does that ring a bell?
No. Why doesn't that ring a bell?
You thought he'd get some kind of a moment of clarity.
No, I didn't even get it.
By going with that. Callum.
Russia, it did host it. It's number two.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that doesn't even ring a bell. That's crazy. Okay, can you tell us another one then, going back to 2014?
Brazil.
Very good.
Brazil.
Is that more in your mind?
That rings a bell.
Callum?
It was 2014. Brazil had a good run because they had the Olympics and the World Cup kind of back-to-back there. It went, I think, London 2012 Olympics, World Cup Brazil 2014. Then I think they had the next...
And a great song as well.
Oh, they had a great song. Yes. Very good, Sean. Go on, sing a line of it there.
No, not a singer, just a quizzer.
Shakira had Waka Waka. That was 2010. That was the South Africa one.
Oh, yeah.
You're telling me that Waka Waka is 16 years old?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go home now and cry about that. That's absolutely mental
and
news.
And Sean, we've won Gap 2006. Can you complete the set?
Germany.
Oh, Germany, of course.
Germany, 2006. Bing, bang, bong. That is the top 10 Tuesday list complete. Sean, can I have a really quick question? With the World Cup happening this year, are you backing a team this year?
I'd probably like to see Scotland do well, Nick.
Just
May I suggest England? No.
Yeah, Scotland,
That's brilliant.
Thanks,
Sean.
Sean. Talk to you later. Tricky. Let's get into it for the second time this morning. We've had a pretty good score on this all this week. Well, we can do better in terms of there's still a great opportunity for you to come in and swoop this. Sonia topped the leaderboard at the moment. She scored 5 in 53.32 seconds. But it's Sabrina on right now. Sorry?
Jessica.
Oh. I'm so sorry, Jessica. What's the crack? I think you're a teacher as well, aren't you? You're off to school.
Yeah, fourth class.
Oh, my God. Do you know why I was so good at fourth class? I did it twice.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was really good at fourth class.
Jessica, have you ever had a student do fourth class twice? Jessica's laughing away.
But I feel I've done it like 100 times.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
so.
There you go.
Honestly, me too. Yeah. So many. I remember feeling so smart when I did the second time. I was like, I did this already.
Why did you do it again?
My parents were desperate for me and my sister to stay back here because they felt that they started us in school just way too young.
Okay.
And as it was approaching that time when my sister was going into, she was 2 years ahead, so about to go into her in secondary school.
Yeah.
They were like, would you please just, it's our fault. We started you too young. So I was happy out.
Yeah.
But my sister was like, absolutely not. I'm going to secondary school. But then in the end, I ended up skipping TY.
Difference. You skipped fourth year.
Anyway, I great cracked doing it again. I loved it. Right, so you're off to school, a few weeks to go, and then you're off for the summer.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
I mean, 2,000 euro would be nice for that now, Jessica, wouldn't it?
It really would.
Okay.
It really would.
How do you feel you're going to be at this? When you're playing along in the car, are you doing well, or...?
Not so great, but then the man that won last week, I thought his questions were good, and I was like, I should have entered, and I played it once before ages ago, so
okay.
it's way worse on the radio, way worse.
Yeah. Well, then that means
brilliant.
Under
Thank
pressure,
you.
You're going to be great. So we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10. We won't repeat it.
Yep.
We'll only be able to accept your first answer, and bearing in mind, please now, if you don't know an answer, just give it a guess. It's a number between 1 and 10. So just try out a guess. If you're top of the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to go see Florence and the Machine. However, if you get all 10, you win 2,000 euro. Are you ready to go?
Oh my God. Yeah.
We got this, guys.
So.
Come on, let's do it. Take a big deep breath in. We're going to kick this off in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Bob Marley had a single about how many little birds?
Say again?
Bob Marley had a single about how many little birds?
3.
When One Direction were formed on The X Factor, how many people made up the group?
5.
How many eyes does Leela have in the show Futurama?
6.
On a standard dartboard, what number is between 15 and 6?
10.
Coldplay played how many gigs at Crow Park in the year 2024?
3.
An arachnid has how many legs? Like a spider.
9.
A 1995 crime film starring Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman was called what number?
4.
On a roulette wheel, what number is the smallest black number?
5.
The word padded contains how many letters?
The word what?
Padded. Padded.
7.
Okay, and Pope. Oh.
I couldn't hear that last one. I don't know what it was.
Oh, no.
Jessica. I don't know what the word was.
Padded. 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 I was like, padded.
Padded, please.
Okay, let's count. Let's
oh.
0, 1, 2. Three.
What did you say you got the last
time? Like 5 or 6. I don't know.
Okay. Yes, so you got an average of 4 between the, that's not bad.
Yeah, right? That's
better.
Oh, God.
Let's go through some of the questions that you got wrong. How many eyes does Leela have in the show Futurama? You said 6. She has 1 eye. Does that ring a bell now, does it?
No.
I wouldn't be a Futurama girlie myself now.
Coldplay played how many gigs at Crow Park in 2024? You said 3. The answer is 4. An arachnid has how many legs? You said 9. It's 8. They're spiders. Oh.
I just heard Emma say spider then after I said the number. I was like, oh.
It's like arachnophobia, isn't
yeah,
it?
There
terrified
you go.
Of spiders.
A 1995 crime film starring Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman was called what number? The answer is 7. You said 4. On a roulette wheel, what number is the smallest black number? You said 5. The answer is actually 2. And the word padded.
Padded.
Come on. Contains how many letters? It has 6. You said 7, but we already established you didn't know what was being said.
I actually thought that she said haddock.
It was just the way it came across on the line.
Oh.
I'm sorry it wasn't to be, but go and have an amazing summer.
Thank you.
Have a great
one. Bye bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, we're going to play again in the morning. Remember, for the month of June alone, we're offering up $2,000 on the Tricky 10. If we get to July and we don't have a winner, it'll drop back down to the grand. Okay, so message us now the word Tricky to get on and play tomorrow. We're playing 2 times a day. It's Tricky and a WhatsApp to 087 711 103.
Yeah.
$2,000 on the line.
We want to give it away before sure. Dave comes back. So please help me out.
And Florence and the Machine tickets if you get the highest score at the end of the week, even if it's not a 10. Message us the word Tricky now for your chance to win in the morning. Tame Impala and Jenny, this is Dracula at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Question for you listening right now, and Emma, you too. Do you keep your car keys with your house keys, or do you keep your car keys separate? 087-711-1038.
Oh, interesting. I'm a woman with many stories on this topic. I once was someone who kept them separate, but for the last number of years,
okay,
all of my keys are on they're all in the one place. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
why?
I had left my keys in Athlone, and one of our colleagues got them back to me yesterday after I'd left them there for a month. And yourself and Callum looked at me and you were like, what have you been doing for the last month with your car? And I was like, well, my car key is separate. Mm. I keep my car key separate to my keys, despite multiple incidents where I should have known that it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a couple of times that this has backfired. For example, the one that really stands out is when I left my car key in my car going to the UK for a gig. But when I got over to the UK, did the gig and was coming home, I thought I'd actually left my car key in the hotel room. So I was on the train on the way back to the airport when it hit me. So I rang the hotel and I was like, is there a car key in the hotel room? They got back to me. They're like, no, we're really sorry. There's no car key. And I was like, there is. There absolutely is. So I organized my parents, God bless them, at rush hour traffic, to go to Dublin Airport with my spare key to meet me at the airport so I could drive the car home.
Yes.
You feeling me so far?
I'm with you.
They drive me back to the blue car park, the one furthest away, of course, the cheapest one. And I get to my car and realize, oh my God, the whole time my car key was in the car.
What the hell?
And my parents had driven out during rush hour.
That's not fair play to your parents, though, but you left your bloody car key in the car.
In the car.
Aye, do you want a free car, anybody? Offering it up to a robber. That's crazy. Okay, so that's obviously the massive problem.
But it didn't stop me from doing it. enough. That wasn't bad enough for
you
me to stop.
I just
think it's handier having the car key separate, because you got this big clunky set of keys going around, but you keep the car key separate, especially with technology now. If you're in a car that's a little bit modern, the car starts once the key is in it. So just bring the key. Happy
okay.
days.
The thing about it is, I would say, first and foremost, I'm definitely going to lose the key that's on its own. I need a clunk to know, like, there's the clunk, and if I don't hear the clunk, there's a problem. Like, I need to rattle out of the office and hear them in my bag. So I have my keys. If it was just one key and I couldn't hear the clunk, we're in trouble. I wonder, though, from a mechanic's point of view, would they encourage you to do it your way? Because sometimes I think the weight hanging
off the
key
is
in
the ignition.
Surely that can't necessarily be a good thing. But no, I would never, ever, ever have a car key if it was on its own. They have to be all together. But then at the same time, others would say that's a crazy way to live. At least, you know, Like damage control.
Yeah.
So keep them separate. So at least if you lose one, you don't. At least you have a car key or a house key. Do you know what I mean? Rather than losing everything together.
So that's the thing. It is damage control, because I was able, bearing in mind, to get home from Athlone because my car key was separate. Do you get me? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would have just been like, where are my keys?
Where'd
I wouldn't have been able to drive the car. Do you get me?
How'd you get into the house?
My other half had to leave a key.
But the thing about it is, you got home in the car, right?
I did.
But at what point did you realise you didn't have your actual set of house keys?
When I got to the house.
Okay. You see, you're a disaster.
I know I'm not alone on this. Yeah. I'm definitely not alone on this.
I think there's two types of people in the world again.
Yeah, 087-711-1038. Do you keep your car keys with your house keys, or is the car key on its own? Please back me on this. Come on, guys.
Does the car key have a little key ring or anything, or is it just on it? This is just the little key. Can I see it?
You can see it there. Yeah, look, there it is there.
Oh, genie.
It's just there it is.
It's
on
very
the,
lonely looking.
It's pretty though, isn't it?
It doesn't even have a key ring on it. Awful sad. All right, 087-711-1038. Do you keep your car keys, like Martin, separate to your house keys?
Someone mental. Out there has got a back
mental.
Me, I know.
Or do you keep them all together? 087-711-1038. Jess was on this.
Hey, Spen, so I keep my car keys separate than my keys. Because my car is a push start, so I kind of always have them like in the side of my door, on the chair or something. And they're just really bulky if there's like loads of keys on them. But I do have a little tile finder, you know, the kind of key finders on it, the little key ring, because I have lost my car key once before. So definitely get one of those. Even on your house keys, your car keys, they're so handy.
Do you know what? Yeah, an air tag on the keys is not a bad shout either.
Great present idea. Day.
Jesus, your other half's lucky.
Not for her. As in, like I'd get it for my dad for Father's Day or something.
Hey, darling, love of my
life.
No,
like, that's a Father's Day present, sure.
Here's an air tag for your keys.
It's kind of offensive, isn't it?
Here's another random question about keys. Where do you throw them out? Because I've got a loads chunk of old keys I don't need anymore. Like my granny's old house and my parents' old house and stuff. And I feel weird throwing them in the bin, so I just have them in a drawer.
Why?
For years.
Do you feel from a security reason?
This random house in Waterford, do you know what I mean?
Wait, but I'm sure the person has changed the locks.
No. Imagine so. I just never know what to do with
that. That's a great question. I don't know, Emma. Sorry. I don't have an answer for that.
Jess, what side of the fence are you on here? Do you keep your keys separate, or do you keep them all together?
I would keep both of them separate. Only reason, because I tend to always lose my house keys, and I always find someone on my street, like a neighbour or a family member, that has a spare house key.
Yeah.
Where no one has a spare car key.
Yes.
And I tend not to lose them as likely, you know?
Okay.
Doesn't that make sense now, Emma?
Yeah, it does.
Thank you, Jess.
I just love the idea of
No worries.
You probably used up all the house keys that you had spare on the road. Now you're like, anyone, do you have a key left in there? Number 7? No. Maybe number 10 has one. Check there, Jess.
Exactly. Okay. Someone's bound to have a house one, because they give them all out. You know, we've gone through probably about 20 house keys in the last 6
Everyone
months.
Everyone has access to Jess's gap.
They do, yeah.
Jess, if you want to throw one in here, we'll keep an eye on one for you as well.
We'll take one off you there, Jess. No problem.
Oh yeah, no bother. I'll send one out.
Mind yourself. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Is anyone with me with the old clunk? No, Harsimar is there. Oh, Callum.
I'd say I don't drive, but I'd say I'd be a clunky guy as well. You should see my keys. I call myself the janitor. I've about 15 keys.
Well, I
on
bet
my
you
are they over there right now?
They're on my desk.
But what keys do you have? Though,
that's what I'd say. What do you need?
What did
them
he open?
For?
House keys for the UK. House keys for here. Okay. My keys for my girlfriend's house. I've got a key for a door in work somewhere, but I don't know what the door is.
Only Callum can open.
Fobs.
Which?
Fobs for
Fobs.
Work.
Yeah.
And you not thought maybe you could declutter them a little bit?
No, I like the clunk.
The clunk as well.
The clunk. Yeah, Harsimar, are you A or B? Do you like the clunk, or do you keep them separate?
main set of keys together. I want to hear the clunk.
You love a clunk.
You love the clunk.
Yeah, you see, Harrismar, I love a clunk as well.
Can
if I
ask
I don't
a question,
hear that
though?
Clunk, then there's a problem. There's a big problem.
Have you tried it the other way?
I did, but then when I had kids, I think that was the best way to keep things together. Just put it in a bag.
So you tried it, you didn't like it, and you just kept it to the way you liked it.
Well, I presume when you've got kids and you're packing up nappies and bottles and all that stuff as well, you don't need the added addition of where's my keys, where's my other keys.
So you think that when I have when I become
phone,
a dad,
where's my keys, where's my phone? But it's like where's my keys, where's my keys?
Oh, sorry, where's my keys, where's my key, and where's my phone?
It doesn't work with the rhythm. I'm on your buzz, Harsi Mar.
Yeah,
gotta love the clunk. Have a great day.
You too. Lovely to hear you guys. Bye.
You too.
Talk
bye.
To you later.
Callum went out and got his keys.
Yeah,
I'm holding them here in front of me.
Go on, that's a nice clunk. Give us a clunk. Drop
What's going on here? You got a Velociraptor on your keys as well, and a USB stick. What's on that?
You never know when you need that USB stick. Has saved my life more times.
When
than you
did
think.
It save your life, Callum?
When we were out working and I needed to get audio, and someone was like, "Has anyone got a USB stick?"
Go on, give us a drop. I want to hear the clunk.
I'm sorry, no one ever drop. Asks a question. Does anybody have a USB stick?
I got asked.
It's like anyone on this plane, a doctor. Anyone on this plane got a USB stick?
Callum's like
right here.